Hello and welcome to Kids View Devotional. I'm Ada Barrett and today we're talking about Christmas. I bet if your house is anything like mine, Christmas is a focus of nearly every conversation. There are trees to decorate, parties to attend, presents to buy and wrap, all leading up to the anticipation of Christmas morning. But you know what? In all that hustle and bustle leading up to Christmas, we need to be focused on the real meaning of Christmas. And that, of course, is that Jesus is the real reason for the season. But first, for more information on how to support this podcast or to get involved by submitting a verse or prayer to be featured in an upcoming episode, visit us at anchor.fm/kidsview. Now, we know we celebrate Christmas as the coming of Jesus to the earth. And we know the beautiful story of his birth on earth. We read about it, we study about it, and we sing our favorite Christmas songs about it. But did you know that Jesus didn't start just being Jesus on that first Christmas day? No, he always was. It's just that at that certain point of time, God chose to send his only son down from heaven to earth. You see, Jesus Christ is more than just a baby born in Bethlehem who grew to become our Savior. Now, if he came from heaven, have you ever wondered about heaven? I know I have. The Bible paints an amazing picture of what it's like. There are no tears, no sickness, no darkness. The Bible tells us that it's better than anything we have seen or heard on earth, better than anything we have done or even dreamed of. But maybe most importantly, God and Jesus are there, and there is love forever in heaven. So, if heaven is so amazing, then why did Jesus leave to come to earth? Well, the answer is that God so loves this world, and that means you and me even today, that he wants us to be with him forever. But we can't do that ourselves. So Jesus, when he was a man on earth, took all our bad thoughts and deeds to the cross for us. So now that those who believe in him will never be separated from God. Now, I bet you've read John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's a verse you've probably heard 1,000 times. But do you know what it really means? It's especially important to consider as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. First, for God so loved the world. Gosh, can you believe that? That God really does love the world, the whole world. The good, the bad, the rich, the poor, the young, the old, the sick, the healthy, the angry, and the joyful. God loves us all. He loves those of us who love him, and he even loves those who don't. And do you know why that's so important? It means that you don't have to earn God's love. He already loves you, and there is absolutely nothing that you can do that would change his love. And in fact, we all sin sometimes, but God will love us even if we mess up. Okay, the next section, that he gave his one and only son. Oh, if you ever think that God doesn't love you, just think about this part. God loved you so much that he gave up his own son for you. God knew that we needed a perfect sacrifice, and he knew that his son Jesus was the only one who could be that sacrifice. And why do we need that? Well, that's in our next section. That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. With that perfect sacrifice, we can live forever. Ever with God, and that is God's biggest wish. He wants nothing more than for you to live with him in heaven. Yep, you. God loves you so much that he was willing to send his son Jesus as your sacrifice so that you could live in heaven with him. So you see, Jesus left heaven to save us, and we should always remember this, especially at Christmas. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, as I go through the hustle and the bustle of this busy time of year, I ask for you to help me to remember what really matters. That as we celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, we are really thanking you for the sacrifice of sending him to earth to save us as a way for us to be with you. That gift is the only one that matters. Please help me walk each day with Jesus in my heart and gratitude for my many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Amelia is back today with our verse. Parents, remember, if your kids would like to submit a verse to be shared on a future episode, visit us at anchor.fm/kidsview/message. Amelia?
Our verse today is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Remember, if you have a verse you would like to share on a future episode or want to share a prayer with our audience, visit us online and submit with the voicemail button. Parents, for more information about today's episode and topic, as well as exclusive content to reinforce lessons, join us at anchor.fm/kidsview.
See you next time.
Bye!